Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, this time of year, we have lots of indoor houseplants that we associate with the holiday season. So we're going to talk a little bit about what to do with those plants once the holidays are done. Of course, you may still be enjoying the extended holiday season with friends and family, and we certainly wish you the best this holiday season. But once all the celebrations are done, what do you do with those plants? Poinsettias are a very common indoor plant this time of year. If given good care, home poinsettias should remain attractive for 2 to 3 months following the holiday. If you're not planning on keeping them around for next year, you can go ahead and toss the poinsettia when you get tired of it or if it becomes unattractive and starts getting long and stemmy. If you enjoy a challenge, it is possible to get the poinsettia to bloom again next season. You can do this by cutting the stems back to within 4 to 6 inches of the soil in March and repotting it. When new growth appears, put it in a sunny window and continue to water and fertilize every 2 weeks with a dilute fertilizer solution. In May, you can move the poinsettia outdoors and harden or acclimate it by placing it in a shady or protected area for a couple days, then expose it to periods of longer direct sun. It should be properly hardened in 7 to 10 days, and you can dig a hole that receives 6 to 8 hours of sunlight. Let's go ahead and set the pot into the ground. To obtain a compact and bushy plant, you want to pinch or cut off the shoot tips once or twice from June to mid-August, and again, continue to water and fertilize the plant while it's outdoors. You want to go ahead and dig that up and bring it indoors in mid-September. Place it in a bright, sunny window. Poinsettias are a short day plant, so remember that they grow during long days of summer and will flower or get color on their bracts during the shorter days in the fall. To ensure that you do get it to flower or color up for Christmas, you want to make sure that it receives complete darkness from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. daily from October until early December. Protect the plant from light during these hours by placing it in a closet or covering it with a cardboard box. During the remainder of the day, the poinsettia should be in a sunny window. We also have Christmas trees, many of us live Christmas trees in our home this time of year. After the holidays, there are several options for getting rid of or continuing to use that Christmas tree. If you want to make an interesting birdhouse and have a large backyard, you can place the tree in your yard or garden for use by the birds and other wildlife. The branches will provide shelter from strong winds and cold, so make sure if you do set it up somewhere in your garden, it's in a spot where it will not fall over in strong winds, so you don't damage any wildlife that does decide to house itself there. You can supply food for the wildlife by hanging fruit slices, seed cakes, suet bags, or strings of cranberries and raisins on the tree's branches. You can also smear peanut butter and roll bird seed in pine cones and hang those in the tree for a festive winter atmosphere all winter long. If you prefer to use your tree as mulch, you can prune off the tree's branches and place the boughs over perennials, such as using it as a winter mulch. You can also chip the tree if you have an option available to do that and use the chip material as mulch around trees, shrubs, or perennial flower beds. You may also want to consider looking around the community for options of people, whether it be the sanitation department, a Christmas tree disposal program, or local schools or local wildlife rehabilitation programs. Many times use Christmas trees for educational or wildlife habitat programs, so be watching for opportunities like that after the holidays as well. A word of caution, make sure you don't burn your Christmas tree in a fireplace or a wood stove. Dry evergreen branches will literally explode when they are burned and could cause a house fire. Also, burning the soft pine wood may cause the buildup of creosote and lead to a fire in your flue. So be cautious about trying to dispose of your Christmas tree via burning, but there are many other options available to folks around this area. Now, if you have trees outdoors that you're wanting to protect from our winter weather, if you have rabbits that you're worried about damaging your trees and shrubs in the winter, the most effective way to prevent rabbit damage is by placing chicken wire fencing or hardware cloth around any plants that may be vulnerable. To adequately protect them, the fencing material needs to be high enough that rabbits won't be able to climb or reach over the fence even after a heavy snow. In most cases, this will be a fence that stands 24 to 36 inches off the ground. And also, to prevent rabbits from crawling under the fencing when there is no snow, you want to bury the bottom 2 or 3 inches below the ground or pin it to the soil using U-shaped anchor pins. If you have young trees, you can protect those by placing white spiral tree guards around the trunks to prevent them from getting at the bark. As always, after a heavy snow, check your protected plants to make sure that the rabbits are not able to reach or climb over the fencing or the tree guards, and if necessary, remove some of the snow to keep the rabbits from reaching the trees or shrubs. You also want to watch out for desiccation injury to your yews and boxwoods. That would be injury caused by excessive drying during the winter. These narrow and broadleaf evergreens lose considerable amounts of moisture through their leaves, buds, and stems. It may be in part due to strong winds and heavy sun. Once the ground freezes, however, the plant roots are no longer able to absorb water, so the foliage that loses the largest amount of moisture may eventually dry out, turn brown, and die. This damage is referred to as desiccation or winter burn. It occurs during the winter months. The damaged needles or foliage will often retain their green color until late winter or early spring, so you may not notice that you have had that injury until early spring when this starts to brown up. To prevent this, you want to deeply water the susceptible evergreens in the fall if the soil is dry, and continue watering until the ground freezes in the winter. Watering is especially important in evergreens planted in the last 2 to 3 years. Moisture loss can also be reduced by erecting a shield or screen to deflect drying winds or to shade the plants in the winter. A simple screen can be constructed with wooden posts and burlap. You can also apply an anti-desiccant to susceptible evergreens, and it may help reduce or slow down this process. If you want more information on caring for plants indoors and out, I want to remind people that we are actively taking signups for our next Master Gardener class. That class begins for the first session on Tuesday, January 15th. Those classes will meet every Tuesday through March 19th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Extension office. The 40 hours of web-based training, face-to-face training, and hands-on training on campus will help folks become a certified master gardener, which is a group of people who are trained gardeners in Cass County and also do volunteer work to train others and do other work in Cass County with gardening. For more information on this or anything coming up, as always, give us a call at 243-1132 at the Extension office or visit our website. Just look up Cass County ISU Extension online. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.